May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for September 14, 2019. And today I'll touch on some cosmic space weather before a debriefing on three compendiums of articles and videos over the last 2 weeks. First was the source field and quantum quickening, you know, the 5D shift from a deep state to a high state. That was followed by an eclectic romp through the grand illusion. And then it was yesterday's full moon article called Culturing Conscience in Our Global Village. So that's going to keep me busy today. I've got a lot of content there. You can read along, follow along if you have, can open another window on your computer. These articles are at the HeartCom Network. And I'm going to go ahead and take them from the top here after I do the cosmic weather, which, you know, we just had the full moon in Pisces aligned with the planet Neptune. This was just yesterday. Very cosmic alignment, the full moon with Neptune. And it was a very potent T-square triangle between Neptune and Mars that was conjunct the Sun. Mars was conjunct the Sun with all those planets squaring Jupiter and Sagittarius. Today the Moon has moved into Aries, a fire sign, and it's facing off with Venus conjunct Mercury and the opposite air sign Libra. This fire and air combo is highly combustive, and the mental energies of Mercury and the love energies of Venus made it a good time for understanding the deep mysteries of cosmic love. So this all won't mean diddly squat to some of you, but for this student of quantum field geometry, I'm well aware that the field of consciousness between our ears is very subtly affected by the quantum source field around us. Just like homeopathic energy medicine can be very subtle yet powerful. So my reading on the cosmic weather globally is a window into some deep mysteries on Earth as in cosmos. And, you know, both the planet Neptune and the sign of Pisces resonate with deep mystical revelations of the spirit that matters. And this is as, you know, with as general enlightenment surges, again, in a subtle but maybe powerful way, and the dark side deep state purges. So this, my take on the cosmic weather, this is actually kind of the general theme of the three compendiums I'll go into today. You know, there's deep, mystical revelations, cosmic love in there. Again, these three articles are archived to the HeartCom Network if you want to read along as I follow the core narrative. Keep in mind that, you know, we're in the universe as cosmic beings, and the universe is within us by cosmic design, configured in our DNA blueprint and calibrated by our soul contracts and the experiences of our birth family, formative years, and the nature of many other conditioning influences. So I want to go right into this. Like I say, I've got a lot of content. The first article is The Source Field and Quantum Quickening, the 5D Shift from Deep State to High State. You know, kind of an orientation here with the comprehending the cosmic law of the angles framed around heart language of the angels. We're talking about heart coherence. You know, the frequency of holy compassion when the heart rhythm itself is coherent. And the coherence is actually a golden ratio angle of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion. It's an actual frequency that can be measured. With biofeedback, people can attain it. Heart Math Institute gets into that a little bit. And another concept I'm discussing in this article is the concept of inner deep query and listening, you know, for culturing effective sensory perception. It's like search, you know, with the computer. You know, the call compels the answer. We get what we ask for, deep query, you know, whether we know it or like it or not, you know. And that's a process of consciousness that you involve and evolve your consciousness of how you are conscious. You get a biofeedback loop going, and it's a process of culturing effective sensory perception. And this is a process of tuning into what you might call process of quantum quickening for navigating the internet, you know, the inner space, you might say, by way of revelations. So we're in the time of revelations, modern day revelations. You know, Albert Einstein said that here we are in the field, and that the field is the sole governing agent of each particle of matter. So I've kind of discussed a lot of this stuff profusely over the last decade regarding the technology for the internet, you know, at the heart of the internet, and how it has evolved with a universal interactive interface from cyberspace to inner space, you know, Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics. And this is the natural evolution of the computer internet revolution from hardware, you know, IBM to software, Microsoft, NetWare, Netscape, to hardware, Web 3.0. And this is a natural systemic shift in our net reality from internet to internet. And it will seriously challenge the deeply entrenched normalcy bias that resists change to new ways of thinking and acting outside the normal box, you might say. I mean, keep in mind that normal is what a high state calls ego, the little mind, as it filters or otherwise constrains the big mind, you know, the collective conscience, Akashic records, source field, you know, God zone, you know, and getting in the zone, you know. So ego is like everyone's 3D comfort zone, you know, and beyond ego is the 4 to 5D paradigm shift. And I love this quote by Dr. Christine Page, MD, when she says, "It is the ego that maintains the separation, the soul that knows better, and the divinity that calls us home." So there are practical visionaries, culture creatives, and servant leaders focus on solutions. I mean, pure intention focuses attention to make you part of the solution. You know, love retention for ascension, you know, rather than filled with reprehension of the ego as part of the problem that wants to maintain its brand of normalcy. So we're in the process now of very on the cusp of Aquarius with the historical advance to a new normal. I mean, back in 2014, for the first time, there were more people getting their news online from open and interactive social media, you know, like Twitter, Facebook, news groups, blogs, etc., than from the closed, one-way, and highly controlled, scripted corporate media interests of corporatocracy. You know, the corporate media, you know, is highly specialized, compartmentalized cognitive dissonance is the general rule. So a new normal for our net reality, you might say, is maturing with the internet. And a majority of us are now dealing with not only our new capability for enlightened conscience to prevail, but also the reality of massive manipulation of the mass media's mass mind to create and manage terror, war, and disease for profit. You know, fear porn to manipulate human and global resources with self-evident population reduction intent in the process. I mean, this new net reality makes scripted fake news obsolete. I mean, true history is being revealed, you know, for the family of mankind, you know, thanks to our new instant everywhere interactive internet search and find capabilities. Of course, this is also true on the internet, you know, deep query listening, you know, what we ask for, what you seek, you know, seek and ye shall find. We get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. The only thing we have to worry about is sometimes, you know, what we ask for. Deep query listening, effective sensory perception in the quantum field, and the collective consciousness, the mind of God. You know, it's like the voice of conscientious common sense is emerging in support of the process of global conscious evolution that will most likely culture our individual and collective consciousness with intent for enlightened conscience. And I love this quote by James Madison, chief architect of the Constitution, when he says, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property." Voice of conscience is the way, the path that leads to the one. So we're back to this issue of ego versus, you might say, the higher unity consciousness. And we're looking at the crisis of collective separation from conscientious common sense. And this is what's going on, you might say, with power trips of the power elite, pressing down, you might say, on our collective humanity. I mean, what all people have in common for unity and diversity is more important than the divide to control perversity of power elite potentates plundering public prosperity while socializing public losses with systemic austerity. That's a little bit of a poem there. Maybe lost on some of us. Anyway, what's been going on, of course, there's a graphic I have, and there's the graphic in this content is I got this guy pressing back on two other guys up against a wall, and it's the first guy represents the central bank, and then you have the corporation, then you have the politicians, and then you have the 99% up against the wall getting pressed. And the caption here is that the central bank cartel profits from debt creation with financial control of the corporatocracy that profits from their golden rule for the plutocracy, that he who has the gold, you know, the dollars, makes the rules, which makes a mockery of what was democracy. And this is going on, of course, this is the economics and politics that are far more complex than the science that we see all the time, pretty much in every field of population control, you know, follow the money, you know. You know, with the source field light surging, and this is what's going on now. Talked about this in many shows, that the quantum field around Earth is being supercharged with alignment with the galactic core and the galactic plane and Earth as our solar system as it crosses the great crossing of the photon belt of the galactic plane and the precession of the equinoxes. This is what's been going on since 2012. This is the real story of 2012 as a function of the galactic plane and the Earth crossing it with all the light aligned from hundreds of billions of star systems in through the Great Central Sun, there is a surge in photonic light. And with this source field from the source, you might say the Great Central Sun, with the source field light surging, the dark side deep state is purging, and a high state is now emerging as the judgment on 3D ego intelligence. I mean, light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. I mean, it's like, but it be the judgment, and this is what's going on. People ask, you know, why is common sense uncommon? The most powerful special interests in the worldly world, you know, the corporatocracy, they have a vested interest in obfuscating the whole truth. Obfuscating is one of my favorite words. Obfuscating the whole truth. And why is that? Quite simply, it would be the end of the military-industrial complex for endless war profits. Plus, it would be the end of the medical-industrial complex for, you know, the pounds of treatment rather than ounces of holistic prevention. I mean, there's no profit in peace and health for the complex, military-industrial, medical-industrial complex that makes a killing, literally, on war and disease. So this is the biggest conspiracy of our time. I mean, the big lie has become so big and so bold, excuse me, and so often told that evil as an energy veil, evil, obscures, obfuscates the whole truth of the ordained high state power of love that naturally neutralizes the deep state's inordinate love of power. So, there was a really good video here back about August 27th from the Corbett Report about deep fakes, you know, the CIA's mission accomplished. And it references CIA Director William Casey saying, well, no, our disinformation program is complete when everything the American believes is false. Kind of a famous quote for those who are into an understanding of the deep state. This video goes into different aspects of what's going on with these deep fakes of the deep state. I mean, this ex-CIA director, he infamously observed that the agency, the CIA, will know its disinformation campaign is complete when everything the public believes is false. Well, rest easy, Bill, because now with deep fake technology, your perverse dream of everything being fake could become a nightmare if we don't wake up from the grand illusion the deep state has created. There's also another article I have called Deep Fakes, Real Consequences. And this one's got more than almost 1,400,000 views since April of about a year ago. And this goes into what's going on with how they can create deep fakes that are just, you cannot tell. They can create videos and take people's heads and put them on other heads and create unreality. And, of course, this is being exposed more and more, but sometimes it's almost impossible to tell. And, of course, the concern here is, you know, you can't. People don't know what to think, don't know what to believe, because they don't know what's real and what isn't. And of course, that is the extreme form of obfuscation, where, you know, we don't know what to think. So we don't, you know, so you can't believe anything you hardly see on TV sometimes. So we basically, the point of these two videos is that We've got a pretty clear choice, you know, deep fakes of the deep state, or new normal as a high state. You know, we either transcend the fakery and develop a model of evaluation criteria, an interactive process for qualifying what's real and what isn't, basically we're going to increasingly live in a state of mainstream media illusion. So I've been writing about this Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, and how it will involve a language of consciousness for involving and evolving our interactive languaging, you might say, with this language of light, of consciousness, light as consciousness, for more light, more enlightened consciousness to bring, you know, to the issues that are shaping our reality. And we're talking about an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms, a parallel to our five core, you know, Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government. You might say an internet freedom an internet Bill of Rights that'll culture our net reality with more social conscience in our global interactive social networks. And I go into this with a, you know, the framing of this love model, which is the theme of cosmic love. I go into this geometrized understanding of cosmic law, the first principles of cosmic law, with L, linear, and, you know, I sometimes reference, you know, the linear left brain letter of the law, you know, that corresponds to the left hemisphere of the brain. And we've got, this is the biological model that corresponds to, it's called biomimicry. It follows natural law. The one hemisphere of the brain is linear logical left brain letter of the law. The other hemisphere is the nonlinear spherical 5D spirit of the law. Heart coherence is a real-time standard for culturing intuitive discernment that matters. Now, again, we are what we think. We are what we think, having become what we thought. So it behooves us to be conscious of how we are conscious, whether we're working from, you know, from a left brain dominant mode, you know, framing everything from a linear logical left brain perspective, or then we tend to be that way in the West more so than in the East. The East is, you know, the Orient, they're more into orienting a nonlinear perspective. In the East, they write, and their language is from right brain, more right brain dominant. They read from right to left on a page. We read from left to right on a page in the West, because the East is more right brain dominant. So you can understand the love model, linear logical L, left brain, the nonlinear spherical O, the right brain, you know, the L O, the V is co-creating the two of them together. It's like the brain, two brain hemispheres are always working together. They're switching back and forth very quickly. Of course, if you're left brain dominant, you're processing everything from a more of a linear perspective. And if you're right brain dominant, as in the East, you know, the inscrutable East has been referred to, you tend to look at things in a more of a nonlinear spherical spirit of the law. But, you know, the fact is, everyone on Earth has got two hemispheres. They're co-creating together. There's a synergy that goes on. And so the V, the L-O-V, is like thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Left brain, right brain. Corpus callosum does brain switching in the base of the brain. Of course, the third eye does the synergy, the synthesis of left and right hemispheres in the upper brain. And the brain field is itself, the E is like integrating the multi-dimensional LOV components to the four-sided capstone. You know, it's like the components to the capstone, the four sides of being, the four quadrants of the brain field, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. I mean, we are what we do, having become what we did, so have a checkup from the neck up for capstone consciousness. Anyway, there's a little bit of a modeling of the hemispheric consciousness reality with that LOV model in the content. It'll make more sense as if you're reading along with the copy or wading through it on your own. The podcast will have the links to these three articles that you can go through. And I'm going to have to move along pretty quickly to get through all of them. Anyway, there's a little bit of a reference, the bottom line, in this first article on quantum quickening. And this is regarding what the power of love and the ascension process have in common. You know, from dystopia, the shift from dystopia and division to unity consciousness and enlightenment. And we're talking about a predictive modeling for an optimal future. So there's a what, who, how, why, and when with this understanding. The what is conscious evolution, future scenarios. Evolutionary ascension is a choice, and there's links with this. That's the what. The evolutionary ascent is the link there with the who. The who is the family of mankind in a global village. You know, us as united sovereigns of Earth. How is culturing conscientious common sense with Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics? There's a link on that. Web 3.0 hardware, what the next phase of the computer internet revolution will look like for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. And the why is it's better to know better and do better. Now, the 2019 global revolution, evolution revolution, which I've been writing about the first of the year, so that's the link to that archive of all the blog articles and radio shows since the first of the year. And when is the gift as the presence is best of all. The Aquarian Mandate manifests. And there's a link on the Aquarian Mandate. What is the Aquarian Mandate? What it looks like, what it means. And also there's a reference here to seeing the Global Heartware Project, culturing universal rights in the public sphere of instant everywhere and interactive net reality. Okay, well, that's pretty much the source field and quantum quickening, 5D shift from deep state to high state. I'm going to go right into the next one in the 2019 Global Evolution Series. And this one's called An Eclectic Romp Through the Grand Illusion, as the deep state disintegrates and the high state integrates. We're talking about a shift process here, folks. You know, I mean, this is my latest, believe it or not, greatest from my serial comic book for adults. It's my tribute to Mad Magazine's, you know, what? Me worry? You might say this is the big joke of our time. You know, this is why I'm calling this an eclectic romp through the grand illusion. As you wake up from the grand illusion, it's the big joke. And the understanding here, you know, at the highest level is the deep state is powerless in the face of the high state. The ordained power of love is a higher power than the inordinate love of power. As the power of love surges, the deep state dis-ease purges, and the high state emerges. Worrying is praying for what you do not want. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. That's my intro to this eclectic romp. It's like some freestyle dancing around some recent history you may know of. And my pure intent with this crazy dance is to bring more light to dark places. So this is the natural ascension process from deep state to a high state for us as united sovereigns of Earth. And this eclectic romp is featuring, the first article is Tulsi Gabbard has been disappeared. And then we've got true history of the DNC and the cabal. We've got exposing the real danger of big tech. We've got unveiling a secret Stargate program. And we've got inspiration, the mystery of love, a beautiful video. And again, I'll be archiving these links in the podcast on the base of the page, or you could go to them directly now at the HeartCom Network. There are the recent articles archived as you scroll down at the HeartCom Network. So the first article, Tulsi Gabbard has been disappeared. Now remember the recent Meet the Democratic Candidates event in big media when Tulsi Gabbard was introduced? Even mainstream polls reported that Tulsi had the highest rating. And then the first national debate of leading Democratic candidates was held, and Tulsi was not included. She was disappeared. Obviously, there was nothing Democratic about the decision by the Democratic National Committee to disappear Tulsi. But this is not a left-right issue. It's a top-down issue. Tulsi is a populist with a very popular message for ending the domination of the public by the MIC, you know, the military-industrial complex, and big tech, the surveillance, censorship, censorship and population control. Many representatives from both political parties are bought off by these big money behemoths and their big bank cronies in collusion with Wall Street minions who have sold out peace and freedom for corporatocracy profits at the expense of our five core constitutional freedoms and, by extension, our five core internet freedoms. So Tulsi had to be disappeared. Nothing to see there. Wouldn't want the public sphere to know where the greatest human threat to global freedom is coming from. Out of sight, out of mind. Not seeing is not believing, and not believing anything is not knowing what to think. With plenty of cognitive dissonance to keep us divided and confused. Tulsi is an attractive face on a populist message to wake up, wise up, and rise up for the united power to stop the greatest threat of our lives. It's that serious, folks. You may be aware of Tulsi's message about the problem with the military-industrial complex that makes a killing by creating and managing endless war, but few are aware of the danger of big tech that Tulsi nails in the short video that's included in this blog that you can pause this narrative if you're following along and watch that video. A quote from that video, Tulsi says, "I will continue to advocate for breaking up tech monopolies and ending their power to undermine our basic freedoms. If we don't stand united in this struggle to protect our freedoms, we all lose." Tulsi Gabbard. Now, folks, you can see why she was disappeared by big tech. So goodbye, Tulsi. Thanks for bringing some ancient Hawaiian power of love wisdom to the debate. You pricked the conscience of a lot of us. Next time you take on the beast of organized greed and psychopathic love of power, give the corporatocracy cabal a choice between either a Web 3.0 upgrade for transparency in the election process or the solidarity of condemnation by all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. Global unity and diversity is a higher calling than the divisive dialectic of power elite potentates who are ethical infants. For Aquarian freedom and love, that would be me giving the overview. So that was, you know, there was a second debate and third debate, and she has been disappeared. She's just not around. They don't want her around. They don't want a choice with Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, you know, she wins, and the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex and the security-industrial complex, you know, with all the surveillance stuff, I mean, they would lose. She would put them out of business by mandate, you know, if she follows her presidential, mandate. So they didn't even want to get to that point. They just disappeared her. She doesn't exist. So much for democracy here in the... Anyway, must watch. Mind-blowing truth-telling. This is the next video. This is an amazing video. It's called The Dark Agenda, The Dark Agenda and the Roots of Global Domination. And this is the dark agenda and domination by a few powerful families. Some real powerful truth-telling by Brooks Agnew from his new book. His new book is called Charm of Favor, A True Story of the Rise of the Clinton Crime Syndicate. I mean, this is the reason that Hillary Clinton wasn't elected. There was too much coming out on the Clinton Crime Syndicate. People didn't know for sure about Donald Trump, but they knew for sure if they'd followed the Clinton Crime Syndicate over the years, they knew that it was just corrupt as hell. So, you know, especially men, but, you know, white males in particular, you know, and women who just, you know, who are more governed by, you know, just kind of common sense history and expose and the conspiracy stuff. A lot of women don't get into the conspiracy stuff. Men tend to do it more so because, you know, it's their job to know what's going on and lead their families, you know, with out of harm's way, so to speak. And anyway, without going into all that politics, the synopsis of this book and this video is that 43 years ago, the Founding Fathers declared a new course for the human race. Freedom and liberty were unalienable rights given by God, not government. And through these divine rights, the people would control a revolutionary new type of government declared in 1776. While unsuccessful in war against the Americans, less than 75 years later, the globalist elites formed a new syndicated party that would remove the power of Congress. The Democratic National Committee was founded and began legislating from secret think tanks. This is true history. It goes into it in the video. It's mind-blowing. Again and again, they tried to destroy America, even going so far as to assassinate its presidents. This is the true history of the Democratic National Committee. It's mind-blowing. Now, you watch the video, because this guy's a researcher, statistician. The way he exposes all this, it's just amazing. So he goes on to say that in 1929, they collapsed the money supply, evaporated. And we're talking about these globalist elites. You know, we're talking about basically, the corporatocracy in England and the Rothschilds and the banksters, okay? We're talking about, the secret elites behind the scenes and what they organized and how they organized. So in 1929, they collapsed the money supply, evaporated the middle class, and established the agency government. Remember the Great Depression? Almost immediately, that untouchable government began ruling the country. In 2001, after 9/11, they changed the world forever. Again, same deep state power elite behind the scenes. By 2016, the deep state had become a global consortium of bribery, influence peddling, murder, and subterfuge, planning to seize the presidency itself. We're talking about the Clinton crime syndicate at this point. Those were just the figureheads. Behind the Clinton crime syndicate is, again, there's behind them. They were like, I won't say exactly puppets, just figureheads. They were principled, but behind them, there's this globalist elite, a deep state, banksters, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, founders of the Federal Reserve banks. But anyway, but things did not go as planned. And back in 2016, for 30 years, Donald Trump had been preparing for a unique role that he would play and is playing. His upset victory in 2016 came at the hands of nearly 100 million awakened Americans who turned the tables on the deep state. Now the deep state is planning another catastrophic attack to win back their power and subdue the most powerful nation in history. You're going to have to read the book to find out the rest of that story. We can kind of see it unfolding. Brooks Agnew, the author of this book and the source of this video, details this true story of struggle for global domination in his book. The events are portrayed as accurately as possible. None of the names have been changed in memory of the actual men and women who lost their lives fighting the most powerful and corrupt crime syndicate the world has ever known. There's a link there to Brooks Agnew's website and his books. Anyway, that's pretty much the end of that article. But I've got a related short video that was just released here this last week. Tulsi Gabbard suggests the government is run by a small group of political elite. Again, she's been disappeared, but she's still releasing videos. This was from Collective Evolution, a New York independent media organization, September 7th. And the whole point, again, is the DNC, Democratic National Committee, with this guy Brooks Agnew was just explaining, is behind the history of that this deep state elitists, for their New World Order. A small group of political elite is what Tulsi Gabbard suggests the government is run by. And so it's kind of a confirmation. It's also confirmation of why she has been disappeared before the election process goes on any further. This happened with the election, of Trump and Hillary. We saw that Bernie Sanders was picking up momentum, and the DNC just basically threw him under the bus, Bernie Sanders, later on in the game, later on in the election. They don't want that to happen with Tulsi Gabbard. They want to get rid of her now. They want to disappear her now. So she's, you know, we're not, the media is not talking about her. She doesn't exist. Hardly mentions her at all. Classic example how the media has become, in my, their time is short, their fear is great, they're losing control, they're trying to maintain control in a classic way of disappearing your opposition. So there's another article here, and I'm going to have to move along pretty fast if I'm going to get through the rest of this one. This was an involved piece. This eclectic romp through the grand illusion. There's all these, you know, aspects of the grand illusion. One of the big aspects of the grand illusion is the danger of big tech, which Tulsi Gabbard was warning about. I mean, you know, look at the crazy love for big tech at the expense of core freedoms. I mean, people love their cell phones. They love, you know, everyone's looking at their phone all the time. You know, it's like, and again, the way this is superseded and eclipsing the core freedoms, the way big technology is being used to manage the mass media's mass mind with algorithms and disappearing information, like Tulsi Gabbard, that they want to keep those choices from us. All kinds of choices. The truth about all kinds of stuff is being disappeared with algorithms on the internet. So here we're talking about the latest on 5G insanity, with the power elite's intent for full spectrum domination by way of artificial intelligence and the IoT, the Internet of Things, plus total control of human resources. This is a pretty heavy. This is a pretty heavy article. There's a lot of stuff on this 5G fence. People can't wrap their heads around it because they like their smartphones. They like Facebook. They like, you know, there's good aspects of it, but there's also like really dangerous. There's a dark side to, you know, this high tech. So there's a space fence being, you know, it's called a space fence, a 5G space fence that's being erected and being forced upon humanity. And this the understanding of this space fence, this grid of energy that's being erected around the Earth, they're planning on, and I think they've begun this, putting up 20,000 high-frequency radiation-emitting 5G satellites. Starting with SpaceX's newly FCC-approved launching of 4,425 satellites into orbit within the next few years. I mean, this is, you know, millions more of small cell installations emitting 5G millimeter wave radiation will be placed near every few homes and every neighborhood in this country. No one and nothing will be immune to exposure to a form of radiation that has never been adequately tested for safety, but which countless studies already indicate have adverse biological effects. You know, it corrupts the DNA. I mean, there's freaking no future for humanity if this 5G space grid and 5G program broadcasting, it corrupts the DNA. I mean, this is the science, and you're not hearing about that. They don't care about that. They've got more between a million and $2 trillion committed worth of industry momentum behind it, from sectors as diverse as the big tech, agriculture, financial services, and even the military. I mean, it's not about faster connectivity, but total real-time surveillance and even more concerning potential for totalitarian population control. So there was a 5G crisis summit that was held about a week ago, and I reported on this. There's an article, 5G, the Agenda for Total Control, by Patrick Wood. Patrick Wood is the author source of the blog called On Technocracy. And in this, Patrick Wood is one of the speakers at this 5G crisis summit. And he explains this last weekend, and there's a video overview with Patrick Wood, and he clearly explains the imminent danger of 5G, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things for totalitarian population control. So that's a big story, folks. That's a critical issue. That's still, you know, that's basically, you know, going to be something we're all going to be dealing with in the future. And the other article that we're going to be dealing with and finding more about and seeing evidence of and dealing with the repercussions is the unveiling of the secret Stargate program. Now, this is an amazing article. I've been following this for years. I'll be going into this a little bit real quick. the U.S. Secret Space Stargate program. There was an article. This is from August from humansarefree.com website. The excerpt I wanted to emphasize here, and this is kind of mind-blowing, that the invasion of Iraq was defined ancient portal technologies. It had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or any other fabricated reason. This is from a following section of the article, and I have seen this confirmed in other articles on the secret Stargate program over the years. This is one of the best summaries of it. This is, again, from Humans Are Free magazine. Some of you know, and I've talked about this in previous shows and article blogs, that the movie, the TV series, Stargate SG-1, SG-1 is the team, and it was a TV series. It ran for 10 years on TV, very popular series, and it received support from the U.S. Air Force throughout its 10-year run on TV. Credits acknowledge the cooperation with the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Space Command and the Department of Defense. This SG-1 also had access to the underground facility at Cheyenne Mountain Complex. Two serving Air Force chiefs of staff appeared in the series. General Michael E. Ryan and General John P. Jumper were actually in this series. The whole point of this is this show was a sci-fi cover for the real deal. This is mind-blowing to people, but this goes into it here. It says that Richard Dean Anderson, the series producer, received special recognition for the positive depiction of the Air Force and the Air Force Association. Well, the point here is, like I just mentioned, that whistleblowers have stated that SG-1 was part of a soft disclosure of a galaxy-wide portal system. And Corey Good, which I've talked about in previous shows, many of you know about Corey Good, explains that there are natural portal systems and current era portal systems, plus ancient portal systems built on Earth and left behind by ancient civilizations. This is what they were looking for in Iraq, the real story, because advanced technology they have procured through these Stargates has extremely advanced technology been brought back through these portals, including aliens that have worked with us in technology exchange programs for the protection of Earth. Because Earth is out there now. Earth is out there in the galaxy and cosmos. We're out there. People have no idea. I mean, this is a soft disclosure here, but I'm, you know, basically saying, well, you'll never hear on mainstream TV, that's for sure. You know, I mean, this the story of all this, you know, We got teams going through, you know, just like an SG-1. It's a team of four people going through these Stargates built by an ancient race of beings thousands of years ago. I mean, the portals are similar to the Stargates shown in the show, the real portals. Corey Goodwill also stated that the portals have numerical addresses like they have on the TV show. I mean, Earth ends in 606 and Mars ends in 605. There's actually addresses that they portal all over these wormholes, all over the galaxy and beyond. Corey Good states that the sun is a natural portal, and spacecraft use it to enter and exit our solar system all the time. Now, I'm going to be going into that more in this next article. This is a real deal as far as what's going on. And these wormholes, they're called transversal. There's dozens of these transversal wormholes on Earth already, these portals. They're natural and artificial portals, and they talk about that a little bit. So anyway, just touching on this, this is some really far out stuff. I'm not going to have time to go into it very much. I finished this intense video off with blog off on this eclectic romp with an inspirational video on the mysteries of love, and this is a beautiful video. From 58 on Vimeo. Excuse me. So a lot of heavy stuff, but for some really light stuff. A beautiful way to finish that eclectic romp to this on the mystery of love. It's very deep, cosmic, beautiful video graphics from multiple movies. Anyway, I finish off that bottom line in that that piece on the electric romp, that we're talking about Earth's evolutions are going through a self-governing process of self-control for authentic sovereignty. These core issues are you know, coming up for resolution. I mean, ask yourself, is it true that we have issues of self-control and or others' control? Are you aware that a high state of self-control represents great love? Would you agree that the higher the concept of cosmic universal love, you know, source, God, then the greater the results of the Holy Spirit of love and action? This self-governing self-control is authentic sovereignty in the spirit of Aquarian freedom in love, cosmic love. So I'd like to spend more time on that and flesh that out a little better. But the blog I just finished yesterday, and published the other day with the full moon in Pisces, is called Culturing Conscience in Our Global Village. This is a big issue. You can say, and then, of course, there's a famous quote by Vincent Van Gogh, the conscience is a man's compass. And it begins with that graphic, and it's kind of a meditation to this idea of conscience is a man's compass. So the core of divine rights is spiritual freedom, and souls of conscience have a moral compass. The intent of conscience is divine direction. And direction correction is reaching a climax on Earth right now. The truth of divine reality just wants to be free in good conscience. Now, again, I time these and I write these articles in sync with the astrology, psychology, and there's some really powerful high state ego-free connection to source energy with this full moon in Pisces, and it's explained by Kai Pacha in his 9/11 video, and I give an excerpt where he talks about that, and you can click on that in the article there at the top on Culture and Conscience if you want to pull that up. So this Culture and Conscience is kind of an eclectic romp in itself. I begin with an understanding of what's going on with 9/11, which was this last week. The truth about 9/11, you know, the foreknowledge of the World Trade Center 7's collapse, the freefall collapse, it wasn't hit by an airplane. Another indisputable evidence that confirms that 9/11 was both an inside job and a Mossad job. And this is from the Millennium Report, other articles. So the point is that when a man who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, he will cease being mistaken or he will cease being honest. Thanks to the Internet, people worldwide are now aware of a war in the West between deep state deception and the power of the Internet to expose corruption. This is an existential crisis in the West, having lost its moral compass of what is best. We can see how inordinate love of power has inverted the ordained power of love. Scientism has replaced spirituality with technocracy as a new supremacist cult. Yet science without spirituality is duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless. Duh. I mean, the war between scientism, technocracy, and authentic freedom, sovereignty, is what we're seeing. Technology is intentionally being used to be the new control mechanism in our society. Technocrats serve power elite plutocrats of the deep state corporatocracy, the matrix of ownership and control by way of big dollar interests that put stockholders before the public when profits are at stake. I mean, this is corporate law as governs corporatism known as fascism. Now, I have a quote here from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a recent video quote. He gave a mic-dropping speech that marks the birth of a new civil rights movement, you know, rise of the medical police state, and this is a video, this is an excerpt from that video, and you can click on that and see the excerpt where he says, what we have to understand is that domination of business by government is called communism, and domination of government by business is called fascism. He is exposing, Robert Kennedy is exposing the fascism in government, the medical police state. I mean, in this recent speech by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to a crowd of distressed parents whose right to govern their own children's health was overruled by a new California state law to sustain Big Pharma's disease profiteering with no liability for forced vaccinations. So I'm going to do a wrap here. You can read on more about this. This is some amazing stuff. There's some more details related to this. There's some philosophically correct orientation. There's a poem I've worked into it that gives, again, some philosophically correct perspective. And I just kind of finish up here on the note. I mean, that to keep the faith, you know, think galactic, dance local like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Catch you in a few weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.